Journey into Space Force with Charles Chilton. Audio generation complete. Prepare for launch in 3, 2, 1.
So it's live. We're talking, of course, about Journey into Space at the moment. It sounds like there was plenty of scope for incidents during the recording process.
Oh, yes. And not only incidents that we didn't intend either. I mean, the casts were awful. I remember on one occasion, I think it was Alfie Bass, when Alfie Bass was playing Lemmy, Andrew Folds was at the microphone playing a very serious scene. And meanwhile, Alfie Bass had pulled his trousers open and was pouring one of those jugs of water that you find in the studio down his trousers.
Oh, here! Oh.
And here's Andrew Folds trying to ignore that and play the part.
Would you ever see anything like it?
I mean, you had no idea some of the things that went on while we were on the air, because we didn't record many in those days.
So while Andrew Folds' trousers were filling up with water...
We're on the air, yes, in the early days. Later we recorded them.
It's live, you've got people looning about, pouring water down trousers. You've got live music as well, haven't you?
Yes.
The incidental music that we hear is going in live.
Had a little band in the studio.
Mm. How did that work?
Well, that worked very well. Van Phillips composed the music. We got this little group of people together that he composed the music for, and he used to ring me up and say, well, what sort of music do we want this week? And quite often I hadn't written the script, but it often gave me ideas for the script because of the kind of music I was telling him to play. And I say, well, we've got a place where we finish up, we're on the moon, we don't know where we are, we don't know what's happened, and we want this sort of blood-curling... obviously, we're all going to die. We're not going to get back to Earth. Right, he said, well, sort of funeral music. Yeah, funeral music. So he'd write down funeral music. And then sometimes I'd say, well, we've got this business where they've got away. It looks as though they're going to get home, so we need some happy music. What, going home music? Well, not quite. No, leaving the moon music. We're not home yet. Right. Okay, so he'd write that.
We're going home! We're going home!
Or knocking on the side of the ship music.
What in heaven's name is that?
And in the end, we built up a big library. And they say, well, this week I've got another good spot for that funeral music we used in episode 7. And we used to use it again. And in fact, he produced a complete little library of background music, incidental music, of all different moods and shapes and sizes, which he went and used in America.
So this music's being played in live. You've got actors messing about. Some of them can't read their scripts. Did you have to fit this in into a certain amount of time? Were you governed by the clock like we are these days?
Oh, yes, yes. And in the very early stages, not only were we governed by the clock, we were governed by the fact that we were live on the air. We had to go out in and out at the right time and do everything. I mean, people have it easy these days. They record it, they edit it, they play it again. But in those days, broadcasting was broadcasting. It wasn't recording. Today, broadcasting is mainly recording.
And then, of course, 30 years on, so much has changed in radio. When you came to do Space Force, presumably that was a whole different ball game, as they call it these days.
Well, yes, all the techniques were quite different. One took advantage of recording now. It wasn't just a convenience, it's all part of the art. Quite a lot of the things that were significant in shows could not have been done without recording, like simulating echo. One thing I remember we did, we managed to... You know, when you get an echo, blah, 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 blah. We managed to get an echo that went the other way around. Blah, 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 it went the other way.
Yes.
Wonderful for space, you know, monsters' voices and things like that. But that, of course, without recording, we could never have done any of that.
So having experienced both, which did you prefer?
Oh, I prefer every possible technique. Broadcasting with a microphone and nothing else is all right, but it's primitive. I remember, as all this technique came in with tapes and things like that, that some producers in my department wouldn't do it. They stuck to the old-fashioned idea, you know. Oh, no, I wouldn't record anything. That's not broadcasting, that's recording. I do everything live. So they do everything live and they have a terrible mess up in the middle. Somebody forgets their lines and they can't correct it because they're on the air. So I thought that recording, of course, was a great asset to producers and anybody else, especially with echo chambers and God knows what, where you can create some incredible sounds that you cannot do with straightforward live broadcasting.
Hey, listen, what's that? I don't know. Gives you the creeps, doesn't it?
How were the space effects for Journey into Space achieved, given the technical limitations that prevailed in the 50s?
Well, we did a lot of recording of various odd noises, and strangely enough, most of the noises of the spaceship were recorded in Battersea Power Station in London.
What kind of a noise is that?
Stopped.
And they got lots of machines down there that make electrical noises and things, and it was the ideal spot. And all these effects are now in the BBC library, and quite often I hear them coming up in other plays. But they were originally done for Journey into Space, and Battersea Power Station was the place where they were principally made. Not only Battersea Power Station, but there was, in Kingston, there was a government electronic research centre, and many of the noises that frightened people in Journey into Space were actually noises made by thermionic valves when they were experimenting, passing currents through them, where they reached very high-pitched noises and very low-pitched noises, which actually, when put together, could make a very creepy noise and give a sensation of weirdness in space.
Journey into Space Force with Charles Chilton. Transmission ended. Transmission ended. Transmission ended. Transmission ended.